This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Firefighters are now battling a new fire in Glacier National Park. The roughly 500-acre incident was spotted yesterday afternoon in the Thompson Creek drainage. The Missoulian newspaper reports it's burning about a mile southeast of Mount Thompson, east of Lake McDonald. A single helicopter was working on that fire in that last report, and more helicopters have been ordered to assist in the firefighting operation. A man has pleaded not guilty to charges that he started a wildfire in the Helena National Forest last month. Robert Alexander Norman pleaded not guilty in Broadwater County District Court on Friday to one count of felony arson, one count of felony negligent arson, and one felony count of criminal mischief. The Independent Record reports that court documents say the morning of July 21st, Norman was seen leaving the area where the fire started near Cabin Gulch off of U.S. Highway 12, about 14 miles east of Townsend. That fire burned over 1,600 acres and caused the evacuation of residents in Deep Creek Canyon. The federal government's controversial coal program is the subject of a public listening session in Billings tomorrow. It's the first of four planned throughout the heart of American coal country. As Blair Cook reports, the Department of Interior is encouraging the public to enter the fray.
Currently, 40% of coal mined in the U.S. comes from public lands, much of that under federal lands in Montana and Wyoming. After hearing concerns about coal policy, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell announced in July the Bureau of Land Management would host a series of listening sessions on the coal program. Al Nash is a spokesman for the BLM's Montana Dakotas Bureau.
The focus of these really is the administration of the program and the return to the taxpayers, the royalties that are charged.
Companies pay royalties to the government for the privilege of mining coal on federal land. The current practice has been criticized because it's not assessed on the true market value of coal and is instead assessed on the first time coal is sold. That practice costs government coffers an estimated $140 million a year. In determining what is fair coal policy, Nash says the royalty program will be scrutinized.
How much royalties come back to the taxpayer? What's it take to administer the coal program? And are the current royalties appropriate for the work that's done, and is it an appropriate return to the taxpayer?
The meeting begins at 1 Tuesday afternoon at the Hampton Inn in Billings. The tour includes stops in Gillette, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado, and Farmington, New Mexico. Blair Cook, YPR News.
Mineral County Sheriff Tom Bauer says one of his deputies shot and killed a man who ignored orders to stop his vehicle and instead swerved toward the officer. Bauer says the incident occurred near the county fairgrounds where hundreds of people were attending a rodeo. He declined to release the names of the deputies involved or any further details about the man who was killed. A child was hurt when a saddle bronc kicked a steel gate during a rodeo in Cascade. Officials say the horse bucked off its rider and kicked along the fence where it rammed a latched steel gate. That gate then flew open and knocked over a young boy who was watching the action. He was taken to a hospital in Great Falls. Visitation to Montana State Parks continues to increase and is on track to set another record this year. So far through June, visitation was up 21% over the same period in 2014. More than 1 million visitors entered the parks during the first half of the year, compared with 850,000 in 2014. Jackson Hole, Wyoming newspaper is reporting Yellowstone National Park rangers have captured a grizzly bear that may have killed a man. The victim's body was found Friday near Lake Village after he went hiking alone off trail without carrying bear spray. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports this morning that a trap set Friday had caught an adult sow, but not any cubs the attacking bear is thought to have had with her. The sow's being kept alive until it's confirmed it's the attacker. Park Superintendent Dan Wenk says any bear trapped and identified as having been involved in the attack will be euthanized. That's drawn criticism from people who believe a bear involved in such an attack was only trying to protect its cubs. Wenk says public safety can't be put at risk. The victim of the bear attack was a Montana man who worked for a company operating urgent care clinics in the park. Montana's largest landowner is proposing a new exchange with the Bureau of Land Management after a previous deal was opposed by hunters. Ferris Wilkes and his brother Dan have proposed to give 5,200 acres to the BLM in return for 4,900 acres of BLM land. BLM has not yet made a decision on that proposal. A trial is scheduled for a 74-year-old Libby man charged with shooting and killing another man in his house and not reporting the death for 18 hours. The Flathead Beacon reports Henry Schroeder's trial is set to begin September 28th. Schroeder is charged with deliberate homicide in the January 31st death of Thomas Villas. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.